Heather, I know you have a whole lot of information you would like to add to this conversation, and so I'm going to give you an opportunity now to do that.
Okay, I just wanted to start off with how we got started, and the shelter was started by a woman by the name of Mary Baker. It was incorporated in 1979, and since then we have maintained excellence in our programs, and we aim highly at eliminating domestic violence and homelessness in our community. Our mission statement is a multicultural organization that exists to protect individuals and families from domestic violence and economic deprivation by providing food, shelter, education, and other charitable services. It is estimated that every 9 seconds in Porterville, a woman is physically or emotionally abused by her husband or her partner. 38% of the people that come into our shelter that are homeless over the course of 1 year are children. So the children that Betty sees, she sees a lot of children. And the shelter has 38 beds. It's staffed 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, providing temporary food, shelter, clothing, and other services on domestic violence to the victims of homelessness due to domestic violence.
May I interrupt just mm-hmm. for a second? Mm-hmm. What happens when your beds are full? Do you make referrals?
If a person comes in as domestic violence, we make room for them, and we try to provide a referral service for them to be transferred out if we do not have the room for them.
That's wonderful.
If they are homeless, we give them whatever referrals we can give them. But domestic violence victims will always have a place to stay at least for the first night, and then be transferred out if we don't have the room.
Thank you.
We have a transitional housing service. The transitional housing is available for victims of domestic violence who have completed a shelter program. The program is for 60 days. They can stay in the shelter. They have to follow rules and do chores. There are things that they have to do while they're staying in the shelter. They can apply to stay for 90 days. After their 90 days, they can also apply to go into transitional housing, providing that we have an apartment available, and if they go into there, they can stay in our transitional housing for up to 1 year with the expenses paid. It comes completely furnished with their utilities paid for 1 year. And this is a great way for them to get reestablished with their life. They have to either be going to school or working full-time, saving their money to have permanent housing when they leave. Okay. The other goals is to help them build healthy family relationships. Mm-hmm. While they're staying in the shelter, they are encouraged to, or one of the rules is that they have to be attending weekly groups. If they have drug and alcohol issues, they do need to be working on that as well. And we just want them to be overall in a better situation when they leave the shelter by having a healthier family, having permanent housing, and hopefully a job to where they are able to support themselves adequately.
That's wonderful, just wonderful.
Our future plans is to build a new shelter, a new emergency shelter and transitional housing complex to house more women and children so that we don't have to turn away as many that we do in the course of the year.
Mm-hmm. How many, do you have a number?
The last numbers I have heard is we serve over 700 women and children a year, and we have to turn away over 250 a year.
Oh my goodness.
We don't really turn them away. We do whatever we can to provide services, mm-hmm. either by referrals or just referring them out and helping them get to where they need to go.
All right.
They can also receive peer counseling services through our counseling office, and over the phone. And that number is 781-7462.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us.
I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there that had no idea that these services are available in our community. And we're very grateful that all of you work so hard to provide them.
Thank you.